Let's speak to Chris Hyams, who's the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire and joins us live on the programme. Morning to you, Chris. Chris, this is something that we talk about a lot here on the programme. I mean, I know you're not specifically involved in the protest today, but you represent the passengers and you want a better service. What is the problem here? Why are train fares going up so much as you see it?
Well, to start with, Johnny, yeah, I've been coming on the radio every January since 2009, and we're in exactly the same position now as we were then. Rail fares are worked out every July based on the retail price index, which last June was 1.9%. Now, at one point, it used to be the RPI plus 1%, but, you know, we've managed to campaign and campaign hard and get that brought down now, so it's just based on the RPI figure. What we would really like to see is it being based on the Consumer Price Index, which, had it been based on that this year, instead of a 2.8% rise, we'd have seen, you know, less than a 1% rise in rail fares.
I mean, the issue is, though, that the people running these trains and the government running these trains says the money is needed for the improvements. They also say that about 97%, 97p in the pound, goes back into running and improving the services. So if we pay less, then the trains are going to improve less, aren't they?
Well, what it was, and it actually goes back to the last Labour government, was that they decided that where before the railways were heavily subsidised by the taxpayer, what we're seeing now is it's slowly working the other way, where the rail travellers are actually now paying majority of the cost of travel, with this subsidy from the government being a lot less.
Right. Well, that seems to make sense, though, shouldn't it? I mean, why should people who don't use the trains but pay taxes prop up those that do use it?
That is an acceptable argument, and I can understand being asked. But what we've got to remember is that, yeah, we are seeing that, or so they say, that 97 pence in the pound is getting ploughed back into the railways, but it's not up here in the north. Yes, I know that there are more commuters using the railways in and around London, but here in the north, we have seen no, yourselves over in York, have seen nothing new since the East Coast Mainline was electrified, and that is why passengers are getting so frustrated, because they keep being told the fares are going up to pay for investment, and yet we're getting nothing up here in the north.
But then that brings us back to the point, if people start paying less, and I agree, there does seem to be a disparity about where the money is spent, but if people pay even less, then we're likely to see even less improvements, aren't we?
Well, we could argue, you know, we as taxpayers pay for our road infrastructure, so should we as taxpayers pay for our rail infrastructure? You know, we're reaching a point where our roads are over-congested, we're having to spend millions on upgrading the motorways, as we've seen over here in West Yorkshire, then one of the M62 upgraded. But the motorist isn't paying an increase in that. His fuel duty has been frozen for the last few years. You know, a lot of people now, because they've got modern fuel-efficient cars, aren't paying road tax. So where the rail user is paying for the privilege of travelling by train, the road users are actually paying less.
So what is the answer to this then, Chris? Because it seems between a rock and a hard place, the fact if you don't want to pay as much, the trains don't improve, but if you asking to the government to pay more of the subsidy, then the taxpayer is paying more anyway. So what do you do to make it better for everybody, but not more expensive for everybody?
I think we've got to look at how the railways are managed. Now, Rail Future, we don't campaign for the renationalisation or the privatisation of railways. What matters to us is how the railways are managed. And I think if we could get longer-term franchises rather than the 7 years that we're seeing now, we will be able to get the train operating companies to invest more money than what they're already doing. And then they are, you know, people saying that they're taking great profits. Yes, they are making a profit, but not as big as some people would like us to believe. But if we could get them to invest more in the network, that would also, you know, ease the burden on the passenger.
I mean, I know you say you don't advocate either way for renationalisation, but the Labour government argue if they did renationalise it, companies wouldn't be out there making a profit and all the money would go back into improving services.
Yes, it possibly would, but, you know, that is That is a rather strange view, because if we look at how the railways were managed under the days of British Rail, and that is part of the problem, in the latter years of British Rail, there was so little investment in the railways that we are now actually playing catch-up.
Right. OK, Chris, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate
Cheers,
it. That is Chris Hyams there from the Rail Future Yorkshire organisation.